I will be your eyes and ears, flying high, watching for swart, listening for information. When the time is ripe, then we strike cleverly, my friend. Like wasps, we worry the ferret and his band. In and out, sting and disappear. Slay one or two at a time, strike like sunflash, vanish like smoke. Then swart will come to fear us. He will realise that you will not disappear, that one day he will turn around and you will be there, waiting. This will trouble his mind, haunt his sleep. That's my plan. What do you think?
A broad smile spread across Sunflash's face.
It is a great plan, Scarlath. I will learn to think like the kestrel. Lead on.
That day, the two friends began travelling south and west on a journey that would last many seasons. Sunflash strode over hill, valley and plain, while Scarlath soared and circled overhead, scouting out the land. Winter passed into spring as the two friends journeyed onward, growing up together, getting wiser, seeing and learning as they went. Sunflash could not stand injustice, and wherever he saw creatures being oppressed or enslaved, the big badger, remembering his own enslavement by Swart, meted out terrible retribution to their tormentors. His name and fame began spreading. Songs and poems sprang up in the lands he and Scarlath travelled through, most heroic, and some, like this one, were humorous.
I met with six weasels one warm summer night, and I feared for my life I'd be beaten and slain. But their faces were fearful, all ashen with fright. They gibbered and whimpered like they were insane. Oh, say that Quinzer has so high as from him, the one with the mark of the sun on his face. In one pour he carries a great golden limb. He's the warrior lord they call Sunflash the Mace. Of a sudden the earth seemed to tremble and shake, and the verminous weasels passed out in a swoon. As he came like the wind with a hawk in his wake, there he stood strong and tall beneath the moon. I'll never forget what he